all of this agitation, all of this, these demands from the neocons that we've been hearing for the last 10 years to attack Iran, to go for the head of the snake, to cut off the head of the snake, to all of these claims they've been making for the last 10 years that Iran is a house of cards, that all you need to do is blow on it and it will fall over. That has, of course, turned out to be completely wrong. But they still maintain that position. They still won't retreat from the demands they have made. They're not acknowledging the reality. They are not accepting the responsibility. And by the way, what they're doing, and they know exactly what they're doing, is they're trying now, faced by the situation which we see, they're trying to shift the entire responsibility for this debacle upon Donald Trump, who disastrously listened to their advice and to Netanyahu's, and is now in the position which he is in.
Look, the neocons are not going to give up on this because they've gotten what they wanted, or at least they're so close to getting what they want. They actually got the hot war, which they've been trying to get for 47 years, and they actually got it now.
Yeah.
And for them, it's their last chance. This is their last opportunity to destroy Iran, to get regime change, to cause chaos in Iran. And they're not going to give that up. Because if they give that up, if they let Trump walk away from it this time around, there's not going to be a second chance. So they're not going to give up on this.
Exactly.
I mean, they've been presidency after presidency, they've been trying to get a hot war. And they got it.